The Trump administration decided to get rid of the roadless rule for the Tongass last year. Shortly afterwards, a group of tribes, conservation groups, fishermen, and tourism companies sued the federal government seeking to overturn the decision. They say the decision to lift the rule on more than 9 million acres of the Tongass is based on a flawed environmental analysis and ignores the input of Alaska Native tribes and the public. But the state and the rest of the coalition looking to defend the exemption for the Tongass say the rulemaking process was proper and that an exemption is critical to the state's economy. Robert Venables is executive director of Southeast Conference, an economic development group. He says projects in the Tongass are already held to high standards under federal laws and regulations.
What really is the issue in my mind is having the conversation of how does Alaska really access and control and have more of a conversation in how the forest is managed, because this is very unique where you have almost 96% of the region in direct federal control.
Venables says the roadless rule places unnecessary hurdles in front of development. He points specifically to renewable energy projects. While developers can apply for exemptions to the roadless rule, and most are granted, he says the rule adds to the cost and the time required to complete projects.
This is not about extraction resources. This is about every single economic sector having unique needs for the forest, and we need a management plan that can reflect that.
Roadless rule supporters disagree. They see increased resource extraction and development as an inevitable consequence of the rule going away in Alaska. President Joel Jackson from the Organized Village of Cake says he's concerned development could hurt the region's other economic drivers.
Our region, before COVID, was heavily relied on tourism and sport fishing and commercial fishing and subsistence fishing. And it still is. And those jobs, those areas provide way more jobs and more economic value to Southeast Alaska.
Jackson says it's also a threat to Alaska Native tribes' way of life, since they harvest food and medicine from the forest and nearby waters. Ketchikan's city and borough have joined the state in defending the exemption. City Mayor Bob Sievertson says development doesn't have to hurt the environment.
Well, there is mitigation for everything we do. We have the technology these days to do construction and other things that would lessen the impact on environmental issues, whether we got to put in fish culverts, silt fences, the design and placement of the roads, all those types of things.
Roadless rule advocates say that logging and other development, though, could accelerate climate change, since the Tongass stores vast amounts of carbon. Other parties defending the exemption include the City of Craig, Statewide and Southeast Chambers of Commerce, electric utilities, shipping companies, and resource development advocacy groups. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Eric Stone in Ketchikan.